Are you ever wake up and scroll through three mass shootings, a new TikTok trend, and a billionaire tweeting like a drunk philosophy major and think, wait, is any of this real? And not in the fun Matrix kind of way, but like you're stuck in some badly written reality TV show that never got picked up, but keeps airing anyway. Welcome to the modern age of hypernormalization, where everything is fake, but we pretend it's real because pretending is somehow easier than admitting we've lost the plot entirely. So let's define the term before we spiral off into beautifully cynical despair. Hypernormalization was coined by Russian author Alexei Yurchak, in reaction to witnessing the collapse of the Soviet Union in the 1980s. Though everyone knew that the system was corrupt and crumbling into ruin, nobody outwardly admitted it, nor saw any alternatives, and therefore acted as if it was all normal. Does this sound familiar? Nothing to see here, just the decline and fall of the largest nation on Earth. The BBC later turned Yurchak's work into a 3-hour fever dream documentary made by Adam Curtis. So, in a nutshell, the system is broken. Everyone knows it. But no one knows what to do about it. So we all pretend it's normal, not because we believe in it, but because we don't have a better story. It's like watching a puppet show where the puppets are melting, the puppeteer is drunk, and the audience is applauding because, well, what else are you going to do? Hypernormalization is what happens when reality collapses. And instead of rebuilding, we just build filters on top of filters. We don't fix the broken infrastructure. We just give it a new logo. Okay, so let's play a fun game. It's called Is This Real? The economy is booming, but you can't afford rent. Politicians talk about the middle class, but nobody can find one in the wild. A guy with some anime filters and a crypto hustle is giving life advice to 13 million followers. None of this makes sense, but we accept it because the alternative, acknowledging the deep structural dysfunction, is overwhelming. And there's no app for that yet. Modern life is like a funhouse mirror built inside a simulation hosted by a guy doing ayahuasca in a shipping container. All right. We live in a constant state of cognitive dissonance. Like, we know the news is curated chaos. We know social media is theater. We know the system is rigged, but we still post, we still vote, we still buy the $8 smoothie because it promises antioxidants and inner peace. We're expected to smile through disaster, clap for every contradiction, share an infographic about hope while the planet is literally on fire. If you feel insane, it's because the world is gaslighting you into being functional in a system that makes no damn sense. And the best part, even rebellion feels fake now. Corporations sell revolution on tote bags. There's a line of self-care products called Anarchy. You can get a scented candle called Late Stage Capitalism. And that is hypernormalization. Even your resistance is monetized. All right, so let's trace this downward spiral a bit. In post-World War II era, we were fed this shiny story about progress. Technology will save us. Democracy is stable, and you can own a house if you just work hard and don't really ask questions. But behind the scenes, corruption, propaganda, manufactured consent, and so forth. Governments lied, corporations grew tentacles, media merged into mega conglomerates. And every time something cracked, instead of fixing it, they gave us distraction. New tech, new fear, new scapegoats. It's like slapping duct tape on a volcano. So, over time, the truth became harder to locate. Not because it vanished, but because there really was too much noise. Too many versions of the truth. So now, everything's fuzzy. Leaders are polished puppets. Reality is focused groups. Your feed is tailored to reinforce your echo chamber. Your beliefs are data points. You can't tell what's satire because actual headlines read like jokes. CEO says working 100 hours a week is self-care. AI replaces therapist, offers hugs for $5.99 a month. That's not a Black Mirror episode. That's the Wall Street Journal. So, what does this do to us? Well, for starters, emotional numbness. We've become so saturated with crisis that we stop reacting. Not because we don't care, but because we can't. Our brains are on emotional dial-up, trying to download a decade of disasters with 1% battery and a cracked screen. We binge doom scrolling like it's self-care because at least it feels like something. And here's where it hits the hardest, your soul. In a hyper-normalized world, meaning itself becomes a casualty. If everything is curated, performed, or monetized, what's left that feels real? You go to work and pretend to care. You scroll through disasters like they're memes. Cry in the shower and then post a selfie with hashtag blessed. Even emotions are suspect now. You can't just be sad. You need to brand it. Package your vulnerability into an aesthetic. We've become characters in our own Truman Show, but no one's watching, and the director quit halfway through the production. We are in the back seat of a speeding clown car, clapping because we think the horn sounds empowering. So we're exhausted, not just from capitalism or social media, but from faking it. Faking optimism, faking motivation, faking a connection to a world that feels more like a simulation than a society. We're not burnt out from doing too much. We're burnt out from pretending any of it matters. All right, so in hypernormalization, nothing is done for real reasons anymore. It's all optics, theater. Politicians don't lead, they trend. News isn't information, it's dopamine bait. Even your identity isn't really yours anymore. It's a brand. You've got to be on message, even when you don't know what the hell the message is. It's not enough to live. You have to perform life. Not just go to a wedding. You must document it, filter it, post it, hashtag it, and then analyze engagement stats while disassociating in the bathroom. You know, we used to have lives. Now we have content calendars. You're not really living in a dystopia. You're living in a sponsored dystopia, one with an algorithm. And it's working exactly as intended. All right, so as I like to do, here's the part where I'm supposed to give you some answers. So here goes. I don't really have any. At least, not the kind that come with free shipping and a coupon code. But I do have some thoughts. All right, so the first one is unplug from the performance. Stop curating your life like it's a museum exhibit. Be boring, be real, watch the sunrise without posting it. Pay a lot less attention to the endless doom scroll of the news. The media is only adding fuel to the dumpster fire. Two. Reconnect with your body. Go outside. Nature can save your life. Numerous studies have shown that spending time among trees and in nature, it really does offer significant health benefits. both mentally and physically. I mean, nature has been wonderful for me in my personal experience. Number three, build micro realities. You can't fix the world, but you can make dinner for a friend. You can introduce yourself to your neighbor, get to know them. You can read a book printed on actual paper. Try to practice small acts of kindness, starting with being more kind to yourself. And I know how difficult that can be, especially if you're like me and your internal voice is a polluted stream of self-deprecation. But, you know, I'm always working on it. Number four, practice authenticity. Admit things are messed up. Be honest with yourself, even if it's uncomfortable. Let yourself feel the absurdity. Face the reality. Laugh or cry at it, but don't pretend it's normal, because it isn't. Number five, practice stillness. Not the Instagrammable kind with a latte and perfect lighting. Just sit, be, exist. No performance, no productivity, no agenda. Just presence. Existence consists a lot more than immersion in dysfunctional societies. If nothing feels real anymore, maybe the most radical thing you can do is just be real anyways. Even if that means looking awkward or being slow or unprofitable, you're not an algorithm, you're a person. And that still counts for something, at least for now. Thanks for watching.